producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Interrupt my singing.
That's nice. She got her cookie cooking and her singing.
Yeah.
It's holiday time. It's the holiday season.
If you listen closely, in about 2.5 minutes, you'll hear Jennifer's horn beeping at her, telling her to go get the cookies
out of the oven. Go get the cookies out of the oven.
Hey, you know what? It's either multitasking or ADD. I'm just going to pretend it's
either or. People are baking cookies on your
prepping a radio show while doing a radio show, and it's only 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few moments with an update on...
Maybe I can make some bark while he's here.
...medical news. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook. I don't think there's too many. Are there any comments about Jennifer's cookies in the Facebook.com/good day department?
Because I just tweeted about it. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right. The,
a couple people like that she's making cookies.
Oh, that's good.
Let me go harass you on Twitter because it's always fun.
This is not a real problem, but maybe you'll think it is. Yesterday, North Korea sentenced a Canadian minister to life in the clink with hard labor.
Actually, I believe it's the crink.
Oh, in the quink? All right. Over the summer, this pastor named Hyeon Soo Lim publicly confessed to trying to overthrow the government of North Korea. Not exactly a bright thing to do while you're in the country. His family isn't buying the confession, but doesn't make any difference anyway because he's there. He was on a humanitarian mission, so he said. North Korea took him into custody, charged him with things like harming the dignity of the supreme leader, trying to use religion to destroy North Korea's leader. And the real problem seems to be Kim Jong-un's haircut. But that's,
don't tell him that, or you might end up like his aunt or uncle, or both.
All right. Well, anyway,
all the ex-girlfriends.
Right.
People trying to find out more information, calling over there, are not getting much satisfaction because that's the way it is. Bing, bang, boom. All right. So that's one item of interest. Here's something that is strange but true. Wheaton College. Good school.
Good cereal.
Wheaton?
I love my Wheaties.
Yeah, okay. There's a professor there named Larcia Hawkins. Put on...
Shut up, you can really hear that?
What, that's the stove.
Yeah, you can hear that? That's far away.
Go get your cookies, Jeff.
Okay.
Let me tell the story of Larcia Hawkins, put on administrative leave because of a theological claim that the professors in the school don't like. Listen to this story. She has been suspended because she wrote a book, a Christian Response. In the book, she asserts that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. She did not insist that Christians and Muslims believe the same things. She did not state that Islam and Christianity are the same religion under a different name, or even that Islam is equally as true as Christianity. She didn't deny that God was incarnate in Christ. Neither did she contest that the one God is the Holy Trinity. In fact, by having signed Wheaton's statement of faith, she affirmed her belief in God as the Trinity, and Christ as God as man, and yada yada, the stuff that you have to. But she was suspended for her claim that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. Hmm. From Wheaton College. What does that tell you about what people are thinking? Huh. I always thought Wheaton was a pretty good school. Now I think they're nuts. What's theologically wrong with asserting that Christians and Muslims worship the same God? What is this about? Whether it's this time of year or not, I don't know. But she'll ultimately lose her job. What about free speech on the college campus? This is another example. We've had two or three of these this week. But it's mostly students. It hasn't been professors until this moment. Christian theologians neither insist that they worship a different God. I never heard that. Jews, I've always heard that everybody worships the same God. Haven't you? Yes, no? Yeah. What do you mean, no? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, I have.
I'm not trying to browbeat you into agreeing, Jennifer, but what do they teach in catechism? That Catholics worship one God and Protestants worship another one?
No, that it's all the same.
It's all the same. So for saying that in a book, she gets suspended. Wow. We're going over the edge here in this country.
I had an interesting conversation with a buddy of mine who's a pastor of one of the neighborhood churches.
The guy I met.
The guy you met, yes. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it's a Presbyterian church, so the hierarchy of the Presbyterian and how his church works with them and who his boss is and just how it all works. And it was very interesting. But one of the side notes that we came to talk about was tax-free exemption for churches, because somebody had posted something on Facebook and he responded, somebody said all churches should have their tax-free exemption taken away. And one of the things we were discussing within that conversation was how much churches save
a lot of money
us by the services that they provide to people. He says, I know, for example, that I have stopped 3 to 5 people from committing suicide. I can't even tell you how many divorces I've saved from happening. And how much abuse.
Who thinks about it that way, Richie? It's good you're bringing it up.
So he goes, how much money do I save the state? Now, spread that across the whole country as a collective. How much money do churches in general save the government by not having to deal with abuse, divorce, and suicide? And he goes, you add it all up, and it's a lot of money. He says, and that's just one of the things that we provide. So it was really interesting. It was a fascinating conversation.
Yeah. All of this stuff, we're really in a growth period here. I'm remembering back to the studies that I did, if you will, when I was in school. And still, I've always been intrigued by this. It's a very interesting way for you to understand what's going on now by looking back in history and seeing all of the things, the worshiping, even the Irish, the Protestant, the Catholics. It was the same kind of stuff. And we're going through that now with the Muslims. 14 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with this week's important medical news for you here on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical news in the bulletins and the journals this week and how it may affect you. I'm looking at this, latest look to push away. Ken's not going to like me saying this. The focus away from thimerosal or whatever it is, mercury in vaccines to antidepressants now, and the cause of autism in children may be that. So what do we have that makes some sense there?
Doug, this was published in JAMA Pediatric version. this week. Children whose mothers take antidepressants during pregnancy, especially selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the so-called SSRIs. These are drugs such as Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, the most popular antidepressants, that is. They have nearly double the chance of being diagnosed with an autism disorder before the age of 7. Mothers prescribe the drug during the second and third trimesters of pregnancy, periods of critical brain development for a growing fetus, Doug, where at particularly heightened risk, some of the genes that seem to carry the risk for depression are shared as risk factors for autism.
One of the things that is part of the story here, maybe not said, but implied, mothers, prospective mothers, get depressed often, and they'll go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, I'm depressed. What can I do?" And the doctor will prescribe these antidepressants without knowing this. Now, there's no reason to prescribe it, or at least there's no reason not to know, because this makes it, this connects the dots here, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
This would not have happened if it was known.
Yeah, right. Okay. 9 in 10 cancers caused by how you live your life. This is no news to me, but I bet it is to a lot of other people.
It sure is, and it was published in Nature, one of our most prestigious medical journals, so it's incredibly important news. Up to 9 in 10 cancers are caused by an environmental and external factor, such as smoking, drinking, sun exposure, and air pollution. So we can all greatly lower our risk of ever getting cancer if we just made lifestyle changes, such as keeping out of the sun, exercising, and avoiding cigarettes. This is very important because in the past, it was just thought that the mutations that occur in the DNA were random events that are just occurring because of bad luck, and this changes the whole outlook on how most scientists look at what causes cancer.
All right, that's important news. Two biggest killers, cancer and heart disease. News now on how many people are dying as a result of what you've specialized in. Dr. Kronhaus is a cardiologist, a heart specialist, and now we find that heart disease is more of a factor than ever before.
American Heart Association this week published that one-third of deaths in America are caused by heart disease, stroke, and other heart-related diseases. Heart disease and stroke are also the leading causes of death worldwide. Risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, inactivity, the way to is what causes all this. The way to prevent is to be on a healthy diet, get exercise after the doctor tells you, okay, don't smoke, limit alcohol, sleep 7 to 8 hours per night, know your numbers, your blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
Even though this wasn't planned this way, there's 60 seconds worth of consideration for Super Beats. Ken is a cardiologist, has looked at this product, and if you're worried about your blood pressure, which will lead you to heart disease and possibility of a stroke, you ought to be on the Super Beats program, Ken.
Super Beats is so important because in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and only 10 years later, in 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The body needs to keep making nitric oxide. And the way we make it as a young person, this enzyme in the surface of the circulation disintegrates. It disappears about 10% every 10 years. So by the time we're middle age, about half of this activity is gone, and we now need to make it another way by eating dietary nitrates, which are the building blocks in nitric oxide. And that's where the Super Beats is so helpful. It gives us the nitrates and Neo 40 also.
All right, get it by dialing 800-655-4183 or going to DougLikesBeats.com.
As The cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Time now for our Christmas star of the day, Carly Jameson, who gets us started with "It Feels Like Christmas Every Single Day."
I see Santa Claus ain't been here at all. Christmas is more than a month away. But I've got everything more than one sleigh can bring. And it feels like Christmas every single day.
That's the first of 3 Christmas singles Carly Jameson released last year. She started her musical career making minimal, simple one-track recordings and posting them online without being attached to her name. The response was positive, so she continued to do it. And then there's a fan base that's developed, and internet radio stations begin playing these homemade recordings. Kenny, are you playing these on the soundsofchristmas.com?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very nicely done. Chrissy, what did you start to say?
You know, her voice right there is very Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Carly Jameson, welcome into the Good Day program. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
So you started very casually, comfortably. Did you have in your mind you wanted to be a star, a music star, or are you just doing this because it was kind of fun?
I still don't have that in my mind. I just really did it for, like, peace of mind because I hear these songs in my head,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of drive me crazy. But I found the only way to get them out is to just, like, write them down, finish them, record them, and they stop haunting me.
Really? Do you have a musical background, or is this just something that comes naturally?
I've been involved with music kind of my whole life, like in school and like everyone else, but it just kind of comes naturally to me. I don't know where it comes from, and, yeah, I don't know. It's just really weird.
So let me get this straight. You get haunted by Christmas songs.
They just come to me. Like, last year, like, this year I have a new song out. It's called Christmas, I Have to Be Postponed. And last year, it just came to me while I was completely doing other things. Like, I was working on a video for getting a ukulele for Christmas, and I was working with a Santa suit, and we were trying to figure out shots for the video, and then my doorbell rings, and I knew I did some Christmas shopping, so I needed to find some packages, so I run to the door, and as I'm running to the door, I start hearing this new song in my head, so I'm like, oh my God, now I gotta write it down and record it so I don't forget it, so that kind of thing.
Huh. So it's just Christmas music. All right, let's listen to a piece, a snippet of this Christmas song we're talking about.
Right.
Christmas may have to be postponed. This is Carly Jameson. But I don't have any reindeer. I don't know when they could have sung. I love it.
Right.
But if it don't come quickly, Christmas may have to be postponed.
That's great.
I got some elves from the steady, and they're all in new drums. Said I could pitch them to my flavor. That's too slow, yet isn't. So with me, see my reindeer.
Carly, anybody ever tell you you sound like Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders?
I've heard that a few times. I get like all kinds of different things. I just wanted to mention last year there was actually four Christmas singles. The last one was a punk rock cover version of Nat King Cole's The Happiest Christmas Tree. That came out like 2 weeks before Christmas. I think it was after I talked to you guys last year. And this past year I did a Halloween song that came out in October. It's called The Devil's Trying to Bring Me Down. And next year I have a New Year's song called 100 Goals, and then I have two other songs after that, and I've had two previous albums.
Good. Good for you.
I like this girl.
CarlyJameson.com is where you can find more of her music. So what do you want to do with your life?
Enjoy it.
Good for you.
Good answer.
That's a great answer. That's why I asked you when I asked the question recently. What do you want? What do you want? And she, the answer was everything.
And well, so, that's nice also, right?
Nothing wrong with that, exactly. All right, so let's see here. There's another Christmas single that you released last year. I'm getting a ukulele for Christmas that we ought to hear some of, Richie, too.
Oh, I got a ukulele last year for Christmas.
You did? It's just like a minute. There's a boppiness to this that I like. You sound, by the way, your voice singing sounds, and don't take this the wrong way, more mature than your speaking voice.
Yeah, in reality, I'm very immature.
Are you? Good for you. Good, congratulations. That's what I like. It's important that we have immaturity and have some fun. Who's playing the instruments? How'd you do the instrumentation for these songs? You got a small budget and a small organization. How'd you make it sound so big?
Well, that's the secret. I work with a studio in Nashville called the Sound Center, and I work with a producer named Clay Sasser, who's absolutely amazing. And a lot of people, when they think of Nashville, they only think of country music.
Yeah.
But it's like a real burgeoning like indie rock scene down there,
yeah.
And he's like the go-to producer for that. And we knocked a song out in a day. Like everything you hear in these songs was done in one day. He just has the art of studio.
Got it.
Like such a fine science.
Snuff Garrett, there he is. All right. Well, good for you and continued success. Again, these Christmas songs are a lot of fun for this time of year. CarlyJameson.com. Check them out. Merry Christmas, Carly. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, Jennifer Horn is here. Is she cooking cookies is the question. The answer is yes.
I'm done now.
Not anymore.
Oh,
yes.
Really? All done.
Thinking about trying to make something else, but, you know, I don't
Good
want
Day
to be
program.
An achiever.
How to get the answers perfectly legally to questions it's illegal to ask. So we specialize in here. And the Good Day program, Rich McFadden is a substantial portion or part of the program. Ken Kessler is here as well, whose real job is to spot the inequities in our presentation and tell us about them after we get off the air. Doesn't do us any good while we're on the air to know that we're wrong about things, right? We don't want to be wrong, and we don't want to admit that we're wrong. Maybe that's what it is. We don't want to admit that we're wrong.
We're just people.
It doesn't. The professional broadcasters say, never admit that you're wrong.
Oh.
Oh, please.
But we're wrong all
the time.
Take the credit that we deserve.
Job security for me.
Here's the good news from the Dwayne Johnson household.
Can you smell what's coming down?
A perfect present. He and his girlfriend have a baby.
Really?
Her name is Lauren Hashan. Been his girlfriend for 9 years. Baby girl born yesterday. Couple confirmed that they were expecting in September. We are so excited. What do you expect him to say? Another question to the news media. Hey, Dwayne, how do you feel about your girlfriend being pregnant? And he says, you know what? I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What do you expect him to say?
He loves it.
Right. So anyway.
He knows it's good for him. He loves it.
Right. Well, I think that this is kind of a nice thing. These are nice stories. People talk about him all the time. There's a guy.
Last time he was on this show, he talked about
the Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock. How are you?
Good, Doug. Thanks for having me on, man.
And what are you doing in the child department?
Oh, I got a little baby.
When you looked at that child, you felt something. You learned something about yourself that you never felt before, didn't you?
Let me tell you something, Doug. It was amazing. You know what? I realize now that there are no guarantees in life. But, man, I held my baby girl, and I was just like, God, you know, but I guarantee I will take care of you the rest of my life.
So that was a couple of years ago.
Smell
was that was in 07.
Was it 07 that long ago? Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, he was with his first wife. He was with his wife, Danielle, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
Was his manager. Now this is a new girlfriend. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, good.
It
He's
happened.
Got baby. That's nice. He's got a let's see here. Johnson has a 14-year-old daughter.
That would be the one that we were just talking about.
Yeah, right. So there's a guy who really has figured out how to make it work.
He is a huge movie star.
He's
a wonderful man.
He's a gracious man.
One of the nicest, most humble people we've ever talked to.
At it, yeah. Like he and Johnny Osmond.
From being a wrestler, like other wrestlers have crossed over to film.
Yeah.
But to have that career where he's actually more probably known as an actor now, that's incredible. That's incredible.
And he has two or three projects going all the time.
All the time.
Every day. My son said he's all over the place. He's got his own plane. His daughter, the 14-year-old, is very involved and doesn't live in Los Angeles with him. I think they're in Seattle or someplace like that. So he'll get finished filming and get on the plane and go up to Seattle to see some event or something that she's involved in. And then he'll get on the plane, come back home again, and sleep for a couple of hours and get up. He starts his workout routine every morning at 4 o'clock.
Jeez.
How about that? This is what you thought we...
I bake cookies at 4 o'clock.
And good for you. So, how many people remember this story about the Texas teenager who killed four people in a drunk driving crash? The lawyers convinced the judge that he had affluenza. Remember that? Affluenza. Remember this kid, 16 years old.
I remember that.
Rich kid, never had any limits set for him.
What's the difference between affluenza and influenza?
Affluenza is a flu. Affluenza means you're a punk.
Got too much money and you're a punk. Right. Yep. So he was sentenced to probation, and he had to, you know, everybody else said, huh? That's it? He was given an ankle bracelet and told to stay in town or be in touch or whatever it is. Now, it seems that yesterday, when his probation officer tried to find him on the radar screen, literally, he wasn't found. It seems he and his mother have gone missing. So there's a warrant out to have him arrested. But if these people with the money that they have, they can easily, I'm sure, they can find some way of getting out of it and moving fast. So he's gone.
Get out of what? He's got an ankle bracelet and home detention. Why would you want to escape from that?
Yeah.
To go to prison if you get caught.
Yep. Well, because, I think he belongs in prison, but that's just me. And it wasn't so much accidents or accidents, but the way the whole thing was handled from the very beginning, he didn't want to even acknowledge that he'd done this. He's 16 years old, for God's sakes. He killed four people. So what's wrong with that picture? A lot is wrong with that picture.
You know what?
Frankly.
Karma, baby.
Yep.
And it'll all come around. Just like this story of the, remember the CEO that took the 32-year-old CEO that took that price of that drug, that life-saving drug from $7 to $13 to $750?
Yep.
Yeah, he's in jail this morning.
Yep, because...
It looks like he's been working with some fraud in the securities exchange.
Yeah.
Caught him.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is shocking.
Isn't that shocking? Yes, shocking as that may be. So here's something that's on the better side of the human reality. Here's something. The president did something yesterday that...
Sorry.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, he did a couple of things yesterday.
Okay.
He signed the Every Student Succeeds Act.
Yeah, geez. What is this?
Signing into law the first federal free-range legislation for children. There's an amendment that was added to it by Senator Mike Lee of Utah that states, quote, nothing in this act shall prohibit a child from traveling to and from school on foot or by car, bus or bike, when the parents of the child have given permission or exposed parents to civil or criminal charges for allowing their children to responsibly and safely travel to and from school by a means the parents believe is age appropriate. Nothing in this section shall be construed to preempt state or local laws. So this, there was the legislation, as I understand it, Rich, was aimed at criminalizing parents who trust their children to walk to school.
Remember we had the big case here in Silver Spring, Maryland, where the parents let their 6- and 10-year-old kids walk a couple of blocks to the park.
And they got thrown in jail or something.
And they got thrown in jail.
It's been taken away.
Montgomery County, which is where I was born and raised, is basically communist county now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't let these people let their kids walk a few blocks to the park. Then they did it again because the parents said, we don't care what you think or say. We want our kids to be responsible for themselves. We trust them to be able to walk down to the park. So they did it again and got in trouble again. So this is in response to that. So now we have the federal government telling us it's okay for us
to let
our kids walk to the park.
Yeah, right. That's really what this is all about. This country has gone crazy.
But it will not be superseded by the states. So even if Montgomery County still wants to arrest them for letting their kids walk to the park, which they're not, they've finally given up on it. They could because the federal law says the state law trumps the federal law.
Let's look at all of this. This is why
the fact that there's
a law. The country is going to hell because of this kind of stuff. The parents have no rights to let their children do whatever it is that they want. How many of us grew up, and I mean, this, I couldn't go to the farm. I couldn't grow up today the way I grew up when I was a kid. I couldn't get on my bike. My parents didn't know where I was.
We were gone until the bell rang.
I left the house in the morning before the sun got up. Saturday and Sunday morning, I was gone, and you wouldn't see me again until dinner time after dark. And my father didn't know where I was. My mother, well, they knew I was on one of the farms, but they didn't know which farm I was on.
Right.
That's
the rule we have with our kids. Okay, my daughter's 8. She's got friends that live on our street within eye's view.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are at one of those houses and you tell us you're going out, cool, go, have fun. My son's a little older. We have the park and the woods and the creek behind us. You tell me you're going to the creek, and cool, you're out in the creek.
But think about it. Think about all the government incursions and the things that are made law, and these things are not being discussed or debated by those who are running. Every single congressman, all 435, are up for election. Those of you who have any interest at all in the future of our country, find the boobs that are either in and running again, or the new ones who are running, and you need to zero in on this kind of legislation. How dare you pass a bill that requires me to tell you what my children are doing with their free time?
No. That's the ridiculousness of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, is that it doesn't require you to do anything. It's telling you, they're giving you permission to let your kids go out
and
play.
But in reverse, it's the same thing. It's the same thing in reverse.
Right.
We're not kidding about this either, ladies and gentlemen. This is part of the bill.
It's in Reason Magazine.
It's okay.
You want to check it out.
It's okay if you tell your children they can go play. Oh, my God.
Really. We're giving you permission to let your children go out and play without our permission.
And we're paying good money for this kind of government? Oy.
Well, on the other hand, you have local governments, state governments, that are saying it's not okay for you to tell your children that they can go play.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's even more outrageous.
So then the national law should trump the local law, so it really does nothing.
Then there'd be a suit because they want home rule to supersede.
It's just so. The whole thing is just grandstanding. That's all it is.
Unga bunga lunga. All right.
Paid for it.
Farewell, common sense. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. If symptoms of a health issue slow you down, you're not alone. Your employer feels it too. According to a recent report by the Institute for Health and Productivity Management and Pfizer, Inc., a survey of 35 employers revealed that conditions like allergies, low back pain, and heartburn cost employers millions each year. One corporation reported $3.25 million lost annually in worker productivity because of these ailments. Other studies confirm that health issues result in significant costs to businesses, as impacted workers are often absent and less productive. However, help can come through access to over-the-counter medicines or OTCs. Studies estimate that every $1 spent on OTCs saved the U.S. healthcare system $6 to $7 by reducing physician visits and medical expenses. Broad access to OTCs for the self-care of common ailments can help people find faster symptom relief, produce cost savings, and prevent lost productivity. Learn more about OTCs as a resource for self-care and wellness at IHPM.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Abby or Abby? You pronounce it Abby?
Abby.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, there is Abby Wambach, but there are people who pronounce it A-B-B-Y, Abby.
Who?
It's an Israeli. The Israeli pronunciation of it is Abi.
We're not in Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank
Breaking
you.
News.
Well, we all worship the same God. Anyway, Abby Wambach says, "I am retiring."
Yeah, you are.
Why? Who's Abby Wambach?
She's the women's soccer person.
The soccer. Yeah.
Seems to be. She's not the one who bared her chest.
No, not that
but
one.
But played with her. But a lot of people, young women especially, admire her, see her as a hero or someone who is to be looked up to. So what's she going to do? I didn't get that. I just
you know what's surprising to me about this, Jen? These female soccer players, they have a long career. How many years ago was it that the women...
They get hit in the head with a ball 40 miles an hour, they don't.
Well, they all seem to have a good head on their shoulders, but, I mean, how many years ago was it that Mia Hamm did that slide with the shirt thing? I mean, it seems like it was 15 years ago, doesn't it?
Only to you.
Apparently.
It seems that long ago. Nah. All right, Jennifer's gone to make some more cookies. Right, let's see. here's something for us to think about. This is the anniversary of the Army ending its policy of excluding Japanese Americans from residing on the West Coast. This date, 1944. The Japanese Americans were evacuated and many of them brought to internment camps for much of the war. And that's because early on, there were a couple of Japanese Americans convicted for spying. But there were a number of people who were charged with it. Most of them were white. But as we, the people are applying this sort of thinking to Muslims, and it's the same argument coming up. How can you condemn all of them for the actions of a few? And so we have this going on. There are a lot of people in our country who want to put the Muslims in to sort of a camp. Camp in Michigan, camp in Missouri, camp in in Minnesota, wherever there are a lot of Muslims, build a big camp, put them in it. And the people who, there's that idea has gained some traction with some. I find it troubling because I find this whole thing about Muslims troubling because it's so reflective of what we've done before in our country. We've learned, and maybe that's what we just have to do. We have to play this card out and learn from the circumstances. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce M-U-S-L-I-M. Is it Muslim?
Muslim.
Muslim?
No.
I've Muslim. Heard it both ways, but most people say Muslim.
I hear the president call them Muslim. Muslims.
Muslim.
Muslims. Yeah. Is that it?
He
is
does.
That
he does.
Muslims.
Yeah. 51. Potato, tomato.
Yes, right. Oh, you say potato. Hello, 51 after.
Potato.
Good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I don't know exactly how it works with angels.
How it works? If he's in the room, then you're with him. If he's somewhere else, then you're not.
And that's why we can't see him now. He's not here.
Are you impaired in some way that I haven't noticed, miss?
Is that free? That Cure Sedgwick? Are you listening? Isn't that movie?
No.
It sounds like it, though, Kenny, don't you think? Not the older female voice, the younger female voice. Who is that?
Andy McDowell. Wow. Andy McDowell.
Okay. We're playing now movie music, Winter Wonderland by Dion, from a movie that was number one during the Christmas season in 1996.
Not have you ever seen the world's biggest ball of twine?
Nope. Listen, we have to get back.
I once saw the world's biggest cannonball, Mesopotamia. I wonder if it's still there.
Mesopotamia isn't still there.
Nothing lasts.
Right. The star was just heard there. This is quite a fun movie. Would you agree, Chucker? Don't tell people.
It was very popular. It was very popular. I wasn't. I liked it, but I didn't love it. I got to be honest.
Great movie. Yeah.
All right. All right. Last clip, Bridget.
I invented standing in line.
You invented standing in line.
Mm-hmm. Before then, everybody just milled around. It was a mess. So one day I said, "Why not make a line?
A line for what?
To get in."
All right. So if you can tell us the name of that movie is, you're going to win the Mannheim Steamroller gift pack. Copy the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate mix. Yum. For this time of year. 888-302-3684. You heard the three clips. You heard us play the music, and you know that it was the number one movie during the Christmas season in 1996. It had a heavenly flair to it. How's that for
yeah.
a little bit of
it? It was a cute movie.
It was a lot of fun. Cute movie. That's a good way of putting it. All right, so what's the name of the movie? If you figure it out, you win the prize, 888-302-3684. Chucker discusses all things Star Wars as the hype awakens here on Good Day.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more with your savings pass. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 40 to 50% off Star Wars apparel, home, and games. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to the bottom of our movie quiz. First, the prize goes to, let's see if it goes to Heather or not. She's in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
How are you? That's a nice, bright voice. Nice to have you on board. What's the name of the movie?
Michael.
It is Michael. Did you like that movie?
Not really.
No.
What?
It had its bright moments and yeah. fun a little bit, but not really.
No. But you knew the answer, so therefore you get the prize, the Mannheim Steamroller CD and the Cinnamon Hot Chocolate Mix. Let us know how you like it. Merry Christmas. Hold on just a second so Kara can talk to you. Chucker, all things Star Wars, when are you seeing it?
I'm going to see it tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll let you know what I think tomorrow. You know, for many people, this might be the most anticipated movie of their lifetime.
Oh, it's crazy. Pumped up, beyond pumped up. The hype surrounding this is unbearable.
I can't say that for me. I mean, the most anticipated movie of my lifetime was Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 79, and we know how that worked out. I walked in the theater with my father. We were the only two people in the movie.
So the critics have given this a thumbs up. That doesn't always mean... This is critic proof, for God's sakes.
Well, it's 97% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. That's great news for Disney, because, listen, when that many critics like a film, most likely the general audience is going to really dig it. It opens on 4,134 screens. That's a new record. It sold $100 million in pre-sales. Mm-hmm. It's expected to do $50 million in business tonight alone, and is on. They believe it'll do right around $300 million in 3 days. Which will also be a new record. Now, here's a good thing that I like a lot. The majority of sales, which means about 54% of the pre-sales, were 2D showings, not 3D, which the theater owners forced people to see. You know, as much as I love James Cameron, I think he's a brilliant filmmaker, he really ruined movies for me.
Because
3D is something that I think a lot of people do not like and do not want to be forced to watch.
I'm going to
see Star Wars tonight in 2D.
2D. All right. Harrison Ford got his $20 million up front. I hear he's got 2 points on the back end. Do you hear that?
Wow. No, that's a good deal.
Oof, man.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.